Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The Most Holy Trinity. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. There are many traditions and mysteries that keep me returning to my Catholic faith time after time. The three main traditions and mysteries for me are the Paschal Mystery, the Eucharist, and the Trinity. The Paschal Mystery is a reminder that a part of my ego needs to die in order to return home to God. And believe me, these opportunities arrive on a daily basis. Maybe it's having patience with the drivers on the road, or allowing extra time to be with someone whose family member has just died. Or maybe it's being present with my grandchildren and just listening to their funny stories. I have learned from these relationships and from meeting many people at the end of their lives, what really matters is the depth of our friendships and relationships. The Eucharist for me was the beginning of my relationships going deeper. It is here where I encountered a friendship that was deeper than any relationship that I have had here on earth. By taking in the spiritual presence of Jesus weekly, I was able to slow down, reflect, and embody a spiritual gift that allows me to see Christ in other people. When I see the heart of Christ in another person, either stranger or friend, I'm able to be present with that person in a whole new way. I listen more deeply, respond with kindness, and bring hope and light to that encounter. And now for the Trinity. The Trinity is all about these relationships. It truly is one of the greatest mysteries of our faith. And if you're looking for theological answers to help you understand the Trinity, I am not your girl. But I do believe that the Trinity can be experienced in our daily lives when we are open to a life of curiosity, imagination, and wonder. I see the Trinity working in my life through creation, nature, and through the small moments in life, and also at times when I experience great suffering and great love. I first encountered the Trinity when I would sit in silence in front of the Eucharist in the small chapel here at Blessed Sacrament. I would sit there for 20 to 30 minutes just listening, and most often I would hear nothing. Yet step by step, little by little, I felt things softening in my life. You see, when you sit in the silence, you are inviting the Trinity in to pray. God surrounds you and ignites that small spark within. I imagine Jesus sitting alongside of me and the Holy Spirit moving freely to direct my heart towards others and to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth back home to God. The more I prayed with the Trinity in the silence, the more people noticed small changes in my attitude and my personality. My sarcastic edge was lessening. The boundaries that I had around my heart were coming down. Then after nearly 1 month, I felt a shift. I had a felt sensation in my heart that I was connected to everyone in the universe. The actions that I did or did not choose could make a difference in someone's life within my community and within the world. Trinitarian love is about being present with the ones that you love, remaining open to God's winks or aha moments, and answering the call to move into action from a loving heart. There are many ways that Trinitarian love shows up in our lives. Deep listening and compassion to your spouse after a difficult day at work. Playing with your children for a while when you have other things to do on your list. Showing up to your grandchild's 30-minute recital, baseball game, or concert when the drive there was 6 times longer than the concert. Smile. I know you have all done this at some time in your life. Stopping to smile at a stranger while you open the door for them at a grocery store. I witnessed in our own parking lot here at Blessed Sacrament a young woman asking a woman in her 90s if she could help her lift her walker into the trunk of her car. Working in a soup kitchen or bringing gifts to the women at the Emmaus house so they have practical items to start their lives over again. Bringing the gift of Eucharist to heal a wounded body at the hospital. Truly, just being aware of those in need around you. Trinitarian love eases the burdens of life, lifts up a person's spirit when they cannot do that on their own, brings love to someone who no longer leaves their house, and ignites the hearts of those who have never felt the love of God in their lives. I will leave you with a meditation to ground you this week and feel the love of the Trinity. Let's all begin by feeling our feet on the ground, deeply rooted into the earth. Relax your neck and shoulders as you feel your back and legs gently held by your chair. Soften the space between your eyes and listen to a sound coming from far, far away. Relax your jaw and open the space within your heart. Imagine yourself sitting in this love of God. Feel that divine spark within your heart fan its flame. Jesus is sitting in front of you as you look into his gentle face. Your eyes surrender into a loving gaze, fully accepted, strengths and weaknesses. Feel the presence of the Holy Spirit well up in your soul. Breathe into that space of unconditional love. Trinitarian love is just a breath away. Take a few moments to breathe into this space of unconditional love before you move out into your day, bringing the kingdom of heaven to those who you encounter.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.